In my first 25 years at WTLP, most of my reports about lung cancer were stories about famous people who died from what is the second most common and deadliest cancer in the U.S. Until just before Thanksgiving in 2022, then after several weeks of a cough that just didn't go away, I was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Since then, most of my lung cancer stories that I've been doing have been about living and the new treatments and research that's making it possible for cancer patients to live longer and with a better quality of life.
Can you give us, say, for instance, about how the treatment is changing?
A lot of the newest treatments that are now available and in the works are personalized. The idea being that rather than chemo, which does a really good job at killing cancer cells, but also kills a lot of healthy cells, the focus is now on learning more about the exact lung cancer that a person has. And that's done with something called biomarker testing, which takes a close look at the tissue from a biopsy. In my particular case, I had the EGFR mutation. So my treatment started out with just one pill a day targeted therapy, which had very few side effects. It worked so well that I was able to have a robotic-assisted lobectomy. So now in the 3 years since I was diagnosed, there are now several other targeted treatments like that. And a recent study showed that the benefit of adding surgery or radiation as a way to try to keep cancer from coming back is working very well.
That's fantastic. If you and your doctor could look into your crystal ball, what's next?
Well, for me and a lot of other people who have been able to clear most, if not all, of the cancer from their body, in 2025, lung cancer is being treated like a chronic disease, like heart disease or diabetes. And that means aggressive surveillance. In my case, it's a CT scan every 4 months. Twice a year, I get a brain MRI and a liquid biopsy, which just looks for any microscopic signs of cancer in my blood. The idea is that if anything suspicious shows up there, it'd likely be early stage, which could be treated with surgery or zapped with radiation. And believe it or not, researchers are getting closer to cancer vaccines. One that would prevent people from getting cancer in the first place, and another that would look at a current cancer patient's particular cancer and teach the body's immune system to prevent it from coming back. So it really is an entire new world when it comes to living with lung cancer.
One last thing. I think a lot of people just don't understand stage 1 through stage 4. They hear stage 4 and they're like, oh, well, you should have gotten checked earlier. That's not really the case because it doesn't always progress in a certain fashion like that, as I understand it.
You're absolutely right. And certain diseases, lung cancer, for instance, can grow for years without having any signs or symptoms. It was only the fact that I had a cough that led me to get it checked out. So the idea is figuring out ways to get people to be screened earlier before they have any symptoms at all. And one of the most promising ways to do that is for all the CT scans that are done in the emergency room or in the clinic for everything from a twisted ankle to pneumonia, there are now systems in hospitals that input the information from that CT scan, even a tiny little nodule that wouldn't pique anyone's attention as possibly cancer. It helps to follow that up to make sure that it doesn't progress into cancer. And it really is resulting in lung cancer and other cancers being diagnosed much earlier when it's much easier to treat.